we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Cordy.
There's a 30-foot buffer along the residence that are existing now.
Yeah, the there's I think there's four lots that are located along Williamsville Road. There's a 30-foot landscape buffer that will be located along here. And then with the subdivision to the rear, again, that buffer, this is the farmland up here, so that's where this will be replanted. And then this is the existing natural woods that are located there. Okay. So all the adjacent properties are buffered.
Okay. And what measures will you, the lots that have woods on it, what measures will you do to maintain the forested area there?
Well, the majority of the majority of the 70 to 75% of the woods that will remain are located on common areas. So that will be maintained and controlled by the homeowners association. The only lots that really will have the woods on them are the ones along the boundary there in the rear. And there'd be obviously the trees would have to be removed in the buildable area of the homes. But other than that, it would be some restriction as to the size of trees that would be preserved. But again, the vast majority of the trees are actually in the common areas.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Fuquay, between lots 4 and 5 and next to 25, what are those blue lines?
Right here?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Willig.
That's an engineering question.
Okay. Engineering question. I was so afraid. Jim Willig, registered Delaware professional engineer, George Miles and Buehr. That is an existing drainage ditch that's being maintained. That's an ag ditch. This section of the property is currently farmed, and that's an ag ditch that picks up some drainage and goes back here and ties into the woods. So we're maintaining that drainage.
Don't sit down yet, please. looking at lot number 33, that's the one next to the entrance.
Yes, sir.
Where would the driveway be, or where would the property owner park? Seems like a narrow point there.
Actually, what we had anticipated is that lots 1 and 33, those homes would front the entrance road.
Okay.
Possibly two-sided architecture so that it would also have a porch or something that viewed the clubhouse and community center. But you also notice that lot is 11,600 square feet and lot 1 is 14,000 square feet. So there's room for on-site parking.
And how would the residents access these walking trails?
Okay, the walking trails tie into the sidewalk. Look on your rendered site plan. The sidewalk is shown in white, and it starts by the clubhouse, wraps around back to the common area, and then actually comes out to the cul-de-sac on this end, but it kind of goes under some trees. It's hard to see except for just a little yellow tab.
So there would be an access point on that far right hand corner?
Yes, sir. Like I say, the trees are kind of plopped on top of it, but right at the right by the big tree in the cul-de-sac, you can see where the trail ties back into the sidewalk.
Any consideration that instead of having that little turnaround loop up at the top to have it somehow connected around so that someone just isn't walking back and forth?
Actually, that may be a possibility. This plan, on the rendered site plan, we had... it actually shows the wetlands extending all the way to the property line. On the wetland location plat that we actually, the final from Mr. Lene, there is actually space between the property line and the westerly edge of the wetlands that we found out now that we could actually wrap that walking trail, which would enable, of course, I'm spending my client's money without his permission, but in other words, this color here extends a bit further than the actual wetlands, but there is room to wrap this walking trail back around if that would be something that was desired.
You can look at it two ways. It's so close to the adjacent lots on Bayview Estates that the neighbors in Bayview Estates may prefer not to see a walkway.
Right.
in their backyard.
I think that was the original consideration, that it would, it may pose a.
Too close to the neighbors.
A privacy question.
The other thing you will notice on Bayview Estates from this proximity map, our property line has shown the existing lots over there do have a forest behind them also. So there are no homes currently back right up to that area.
No further questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton?
I assume there's parking for the clubhouse, it's just not shown, right?
There are a couple handicap spaces and, actually there's one handicap space shown there.
Where do you park?
You walk.
Right, and the other thing, actually, the point is that the lots are all within the proverbial 5 to 10 minute walking distance of the clubhouse. But we do have room to add parking also.
To answer your question, this potential out lot for Tidewater is not needed, so there's room there to put parking.
So there is currently one handicap accessible space.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-67 Summerhill Developments? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-67? Yes, ma'am. Come right up.
Thank you. My name is Carol Camilio, and I have a letter that I have composed that I wish to read to you, and I have copies for you with an aerial photo. I appeal to you to deny application 2005-67 as currently proposed. My turn-of-the-century farmhouse and small island of antiquity, 0.70 acre, right here, road front property on Williamsville Road, is the contiguous parcel to this 20.56 acres. The project in question, field, meadow, and forest. Summerhill Developments asks you to consider a plan for 33 lots. The site contains at least, quote, 70% wetland hydric soils that pose, quote, severe limitations for development. This project is questionable. If the forested acreage contains jurisdictional wetlands, federal wetland regulatory requirements could limit development. As a resident of 22 years, there's no question. These lowlands are wet and have seasonal high water tables. Also, quote, this project is located in the low reduction area requiring 40% reduction in both nitrogen and phosphorus, end quote. These are serious drawbacks to an area already saturated with development. It is proposed to take 3.5 acres of forest. The site plan shows lots within the existing forest line. That's the site plan. These stands are native, indigenous, and legacy to its well-established communities and single-family homes surrounding Mother Nature's buffer of living wind barrier. What are the variables and the absolute unknowables of clearing out 3.5 acres and an existing 8-foot drainage ditch? Could such disruption be an environmental apocalypse because test models failed against the reality of a future Northeaster? All of us need to do everything possible to save our diminishing forests. The enormous Bayside project across the street has already destroyed massive amounts of forest. Natural wildlife habitat adjacent to the water has been lost forever. Application 2005-67 indicates that more than 10 acres will be open space. This open space will have amenities such as a pool, clubhouse, tennis, basketball court, and walking trails. Certainly only the last item could possibly be considered open space. Density in this area needs to decrease. These are fragile lowlands, wetlands. In 2002, Jeffrey Mumford, and his wife Paula, landowner of this existing parcel that's left, was allowed to sell 4 3/4-acre lots on Williamsville Road. And those would be the lots right next to me. Homes have been built on 3 of these large 3/4-acre road front lots. The plan at that time was for 14 to 16 additional lots. At the end of May 2005, Mr. Mumford reported that the remaining 20 acres had been sold. What happened to the more conservative plan to have a smaller number of homes? On April 25th, 2005, Bayside was allowed to detour onto County Road 395, Williamsville Road, despite the fact that they are already using 2 other parallel roads in addition to their main entrance on 54. Extension upon extension has been granted. The earth movers, truck traffic, have eradicated the sounds of silence. The edges of the road are destroyed. Barreling down this 19-foot country road endangers life and property as well. The magnitude of Bayside is yet another reason to reduce density in the lowlands. As an aside, is there a demonstrated need? Standing inventories are very high. The U.S. economy is a mess. The pulse of the public is negative. The president is unpopular. The real estate market has flipped on a dime and will not come back to artificial highs. We need to provide more protection and less development for these precious lowlands. Conservation should be the issue. When is enough enough, and who makes the decision? Could a moratorium be imposed until the state has the opportunity to review current land uses, which is already on the calendar for 2007? Last and not least, proper state regulations may not exist to protect us from ourselves. Nonetheless, this is not about power, loopholes, nor the nth degree of capitalism. A collective social conscience about limits to growth should prevail. Long-term residents will experience the wrath of disharmony, and in all battles with Mother Nature, she wins. Please send this application back to the drawing board, or better yet, recommend that the state purchase the property for a walking trails park. The small piece of undeveloped field, meadow, and forest could serve as a natural open space for the thousands of people across the street at Bayside, and they could leave their vehicles and pollution in their garages. As an aside, having heard the presentation about the pump house, which is on the road, the Department of Transportation, now maybe I'm wrong, wrote, quote, "The proposed pump station will be required to have access from the internal subdivision street. Direct access to County Road 395 will not be permitted." Thank you for hearing me. I have copies for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, yours is in black and white.
Oh, it's fine.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. For anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Not necessarily speaking in opposition. My name's Carl Thomas. I live at 38821 Seagull Road on Bayview Estates. My property adjoins the back of the property. The one thing I would like to point out, and it's done here, this shows that this is all tree line. That is not tree line. Those trees end right here, and that's where my property starts. So there are no trees in this area. The other thing
that's
is my question.
That's an aerial photo.
Not where these trees are. It's not an aerial photo. Guarantee it. That's my lot. There are no trees there.
My lot's next door.
The only concern, the main concern I have is quality of life. And it's already been presented somewhat. Bayside is already in our backyard. When Bayside was come in, we were told that there would be no access to Bayside from Williamsville Road. Well, the 50 or 60 dump trucks that go up and down it every morning starting at 7 o'clock attest that that was not true. And we were told that's too bad, things change. Well, my concern is things change. We're going to listen to this for the next 3 to 4 years at Bayside. This development's coming in. It's becoming not what we moved down here for. It's not becoming the quality of life that we intended when we moved here. The other concern that I had was, I believe, has been addressed, and that was the water and how the water was going to come in and what impact that was potentially going to have to our well systems in my backyard. My other concern is the sewer. They're not in the, in the current sewer district. When I read the documentation on it, I came in, I reviewed the plans, read the documentation. What it appeared to me was they said they were going to tie into the force main on Williamsville Road. What impact does that have to our pump station? Because that's in Bayview Estates. That's our pump station that we're paying for. What impact does that have on us? What does that do to our DDUs? Are there going to be additional ones, AquaQuest, and things of that nature? I don't want to come up and say that I'm 100% opposed. I think it's a nice plan. I appreciate the buffer zones. But I do have significant concerns about it coming in, since the walk path is in my backyard. So things of that. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Want to, you got to do it from up here.
Okay, I do it from up here, but I'm like Rick, I really don't.
Hold on. Let's get up front, give us your name and address, and then get it off your chest.
Well, my name's Don Downey, and my address is 38811, which is this house right here. And the trees do actually stop right there. I left my trees there. Some of the concerns that I have. Well, so the question I like to ask, you know, what size houses are you all putting on these lots?
You can ask me, and then I'll, if we want to, we'll ask.
Okay.
You. What size houses are you putting on these lots?
And okay. And what kind of price range are these houses?
Okay. Good question. Do you have any others?
Oh, yeah. well, I have a comment I want to make also about the circle.
Okay.
And the trail. You know, who is going to maintain around that circle? My last house was in a circle, and the problem there, you know, cars turn around the circles, headlights going through is a concern. People walking in back of your house, that's a concern. People parking out there, just, you know, turning into a lover's lane or anything like that. I mean, those are concerns, you know. So I think that's about it.
All right, sir. Thank you. If you'll take a seat, I'll see if I can answer your question.
Okay.
Fuquay, which one of your experts wants to talk about the size and price of houses? Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen. Steve Smith, 710 Apple Court, Ocean View, Delaware. With regard to the size of the houses and the price ranges of the house, and it actually hasn't been determined yet. The project is under contract with a local home builder to purchase the 33 lots, and that home builder is Gulfstream Development. And they do have 3 or 4 different stick-built, single-family detached custom homes that they'll be proposing for the site. They, as for price ranges, I haven't really spoken to them about what they anticipate those prices will be. As you know, the market usually dictates that at the time they put them on the market.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Or does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our...